Today is Monday, July the, today is Monday, July the, is it the 9th? What's the date? Oh, crap. Today is Monday, July 8th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I continually forget the date. And I'm on my better microphone. I don't know if you guys notice the difference. I always notice the difference, but I never know if you guys notice the difference. So here we are. Adam talks about audio once again. Anyway, I'm in my studio and it's 2:50 in the afternoon. And the reason for that is because I took an extra day off of work. Mark did not take an extra day, but I did take an extra day off work. Because we got in, so we flew, and I'm going to go back and talk about day three of the cruise, but we actually, we had a red-eye flight. It seemed like most of the flights from Alaska were in the evening. I don't know if that was the case, or that was all that was available, or that's all we found when we were looking. I'm not really sure, but most of the flights that we found were red-eye flights. And what I mean by that is they're overnight flights. So our flight actually left at around 10 p.m. And we had a layover in Minneapolis, and then we arrived in our hometown around 9:30 a.m. in the morning. That was redundant, a.m. in the morning. Regardless, let's go ahead and go over day three. I'm going to try to cover a little bit of each day of the cruise because I find that sometimes I fizzle out on my vacation recaps. And I know you guys find my vacations so enthralling. All right, so I've got day three of my cruise compass. You can hear that right there. And I'm going, oh, nope, it was on the back. There's so much good information on these cruise compasses. So on day three, was Ketchikan. So it was an excursion day. It was a stop day. So day two was just an at-sea day, and we enjoyed that, but I thought it was going to be a lot more relaxing, but we really packed in a lot of stuff in the sea day. So on day three, we were going to do a photo tour, and all that talk about all the lenses that I bought and all the fantastic, you know, everything, the equipment that I bought for the camera was all gearing up for this photo walk. And I thought, oh, there's going to be an actual photographer. They're going to tell me how to do it. But no, they canceled. When we first got on the ship, we had a little note with all, they had all our tickets to all our excursions in a nice envelope on the little desk in the room. But we had a note and it said, "We're so sorry to tell you that the photo walk has been canceled due to lack of interest." So maybe Mark and I were the only two that signed up for it or something. I don't know. So I got no training from an actual artist. Sucks. But anyway, so Ketchikan was the stop. So we actually got off. I think we got up. I don't remember, but I believe we got up. Oh, I know what happened. Because we didn't have the photo walk, Mark is a dedicated Catholic. He is, he goes to Mass every Sunday. If we're on vacation, it doesn't matter. He's going to go to Mass. And so he found a Catholic church in Ketchikan. And he actually got up and went to Mass. I stayed on the ship and I tried out the spa, we had already done the spa, but I went to the spa for half an hour. And then I got dressed, got showered, got dressed, did all that kind of stuff and met him. So after Mass, I met him and we actually, the excursion that we had in Ketchikan, I'm trying to remember now. Because that's actually not on the, you know, I brought my cruise compass, but I didn't bring the tickets. And I'm going to forget what the excursion was. Let's see. In Ketchikan, the excursion that we did, oh my gosh. Why can't I remember what the excursion was? Let's see. In Icy Strait, it was, I guess it really made an impression on me. That, you know, so much of an impression that I can't remember what we did. Anyway, we did an excursion. I don't even have my phone on me, so I don't, and I don't have my camera. So I can't look at what pictures I had from that day. Well, why can't I remember what, Let's see. Ketchikan. Let's see if they have on this some excursions that that you could do in Ketchikan. The thing about it is you couldn't actually buy tickets the day of from Royal Caribbean. When you walked out onto any port or onto any dock, there were always these people selling excursion tickets. So you could have done an excursion same day, and I don't know, you might could save some money doing it that way. But anyway, you couldn't do it on the day of. Am I going to get through this whole show without remembering what we did? I'm trying to, like, you know, kill time to try to figure out exactly what we did on that day. And my phone is charging in the other room. I could have like looked at pictures and things of that nature. I think I threw away all of our tickets actually. But so we had the photo walk scheduled, and we also did, I want to say that we did, we had a, I'll have to do that on day four. I'll have to tell you guys what the excursion was, because I'm going to have to walk in and look. But anyway, we did an excursion in Ketchikan, and then that evening, I'm just going to go back to the ship because I do have the stuff from the ship. When we went back to the ship, we actually had a magician that night. And the magician, he was really fun. So we went to the gym. Every day we went to the gym. So we went back on the ship, and we, around, I don't know, 4 p.m., something like that. And we went to the gym, and we did a little spa time. And then we went back to the room and got showered and got dressed and all of that. And then we went to the pub quiz. We did that, and I was disappointed because the second night, my favorite, I think I mentioned it, cruise person was this guy named Isaac from Spain, and he carried a fan around, and he was very flamboyant. I mean, he never said he was gay, but I think he was gay, and he was very flamboyant. And what is it called when you fan the fan out, and he would go woo, you know, or whatever, and then he would say in your face. Or I can't do it, but I liked him. I thought he was very funny. I thought he was cute. He had a cute Spanish accent. He would say, focus, people, focus. Like focus, but focus, people. Kind of reminded you of a, even though she's from a different place, it kind of reminded me of a Sofia Vergara accent. But I know she's from Colombia or something like that, but it reminded me of that accent. So he was not doing the pub quiz that night, though. I was so disappointed because he didn't do the pub quiz, and some other person did it that was boring, and it was just questions, and the questions were so hard. Like, we were getting, out of 20, we were getting like 7 or something. And I feel like I'm a fairly intelligent person, but I don't know. It was difficult. And then we had a magic show, which I love magic. And the guy's name is Leo Ward. He's British. And the funny thing, I don't know, for those of you who may watch magic shows on a regular basis, there are those times when you don't know anything about the magician, but you see the poster, especially like if you're gay and you're really into hot men. And, you know, magicians, a lot of magicians have this thing about wanting to appear sexy, a lot of the men. And so you'll look at the poster, and it'll be a poster of like this 20-something-year-old, hot, you know, maybe in a leather jacket. I don't remember what he was wearing, but, you know, hot, perfect hair, like jet black hair, you know, all this kind of, or blonde, whatever they are. And, you know, they're really sexy, and you're like, ooh, that's a sexy magician. You know, I love magic, and I'm going to get to see a sexy magician. And then you go to the show, and that picture is like 30 years old or 40 years old. I swear to God, they had this photo of this guy, and he must have been in his late 20s, early 30s in the poster. And the guy was clearly in his 60s. So he's been using that same poster for like 30 years. And that's happened to me before. And I was like, oh, false advertising. You should do that on Grindr, because that's what everyone does on Grindr as well. But anyway, his sleight of hand magic was actually really good, and he was really funny. Actually, he was funnier to me than any of the comedians that we had on the ship. But he had a couple of big, air quotes, big tricks. And they were the ones that, you know, everybody knows how they're done. You know, they were not good. He should have just left them off. But yeah, we did that anyway. And that was about it. We had dinner. And yeah. So I'm running out of time. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.